الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. As was said in part one, when a letter came from Yazid asking for bay'ah, there were three people that the Yazid had asked bay'ah from. One was, of course, Hussein bin Ali alayhi salam. One was Abdullah bin Umar, and the third is Abdullah bin Zubair. Who is Abdullah bin Zubair? He's an interesting character. We'll talk about him. Abdullah comes to the Imam also, just like everyone else, and is asking the Imam why he's going and why he shouldn't go, and tells him he shouldn't go, and so on and so forth. This is what the Imam responds to Zubair with. The Imam says, "Verily, my father told me that there will be a sheep or ram in Mecca, because of which the sanctity of Mecca will be compromised." So the Imam just straight up goes for Abdullah bin Zubair. He doesn't explain anything else, why I'm doing what I'm doing and so on. He goes straight for Abdullah bin Zubair because he knows who Abdullah bin Zubair is, and we'll talk about him a little bit. "There will be a sheep or a ram in Mecca because of which the sanctity of Mecca will be compromised," the Imam says, "and I do not want to be that ram. If I were to be killed outside of Mecca by a hand span, it would be better for me than being killed inside the haram of Mecca and the shrine of Mecca. And if for me to be killed two hand spans away from it is more preferred than to be killed one hand span away from it." You see, the Imam right away is telling Abdullah bin Zubair, you better watch out. When your turn comes, when your time comes, you better make the same decision that I made. Because in the future, this Abdullah bin Zubair, he stayed in Mecca. After Imam Hussein had been killed, they came for him because he says, I want to be Khalifa in Mecca. And he has a following. He has an army. They come and fight him. He stays in Mecca, in the Kaaba, to the extent that Hajjaj bin Yusuf alayhi al-na'na comes and they attack the Kaaba with catapults. And they say the Kaaba is set ablaze. To this extent, Abdullah bin Zubair wants to sacrifice the Kaaba for himself, for his khilafah, for his rulership. The Imam right away starts by answering him like this and says, be careful not to be that person. I'm going to leave Mecca. I'm not going to compromise Islam and the sanctity of the Kaaba for my own sake. No. So the Imam goes on. He says, by Allah, if I was in the nest of some creatures, they would eventually get their hands on me. So now the Imam shifts and says, listen, you're telling me to watch out, to be careful. They're going to catch me sometime. Even if I hide in the nest of some creatures, they'll pull me out. They will get their hands on me to do what they need to do to me. By Allah, they will transgress when it comes to me, the same way the Jews transgressed on the Sabbath, and they broke the sanctity of the Sabbath, and they went against Allah, and Allah punished them. The Imam says, that same way, the people will go against me. They will transgress when it comes to me. O son of Zubair, to me being buried next to the Euphrates is more beloved than being buried next to the Kaaba. There is a huge lesson here, brothers and sisters. And that is that when it comes to Islam, when it comes to proximity to Allah and the Ahlul Bayt, physical is not what counts. What counts is how obedient you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever carries out their duty to Allah, they're the ones who are closer. The Imam is saying, I don't care about being buried next to the Kaaba even. I'll go be killed next to the Euphrates and I'll be buried there. Fine, there's nothing wrong with it. Why? Because that is what my duty is. This is a lesson for all of us, what the Imam is saying. Now here they say, Abdullah bin Zubair leaves that gathering. And then the Imam continues and he speaks about Ibn Zubayr. He says, to him, to Ibn Zubayr, there is nothing more beloved than me leaving Hijaz. he wants me to leave Hijaz. He makes it look like he doesn't want me to leave. He feels bad that I'm leaving and he's worried over my safety. But there's nothing more precious to him than for me to leave. Why? Because he knows as long as I am here, no one will pay attention to him. Who is he? He's the son of Zubair, who at the end of the day, although he is one of the greatest Sahabis of the Prophet, stood up against the Imam and the Khalifa of his time, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam, and was eventually killed in the battle of Jamal. That's who he's the son of. Who am I? I am the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib. I am the son of Fatimah al-Zahra. I am the grandson of the Prophet. Of course no one's going to pay attention to him while I'm here. He wants me to leave. So now let's talk about who Abdullah bin Zubayr is. Because once again we have this problem where we have a difference of opinion with the Sunni school of thought and our Sunni brethren. For them, for many of them, being a companion and Sahabi of the Prophet is enough. If you're a Sahabi, you're good to go. No one can point the finger to you, no one can put the blame on you. But with the Shia school, it's different. Here, there's a difference of opinion with Abdullah bin Zubayr because they consider him a Sahabi. He is considered a companion and he is not spoken ill of that much. But with the Shia school, it's different because we look at the doings of a person like this. When we look at his report card, it's a very dark report card. You don't see very big good things the way you see very bad things in it. What are those bad things? Well, number one is that in the Battle of Jamal, before it began, they say Aisha on that camel of hers was moving towards Basra. And what happens is they cross an area by the name of Hawab and she hears dogs barking. And so she asks, what is the name of this place? What is the name of this land? They say it's Hawab. She says, turn back and let's go straight back to Medina. If she had gone back to Medina, none of the Battle of Jamal would have happened. So this is very good. They say, what's wrong? Or the question is out there, that's what's wrong? Why do you want to go back? She says, the Prophet told me that the dogs of Hawab will be barking at one of my wives. And he looked at me, Aisha, and he told me, make sure that that wife is not you, O Aisha. But now we have dogs barking and we are in a land called Hawab. And the Prophet has told me not to be that person. So let's go back. Here, Abdullah bin Zubayr intervenes. He comes and Aisha is his aunt. His mother Asma bint Abi Bakr is the sister of Aisha bint Abi Bakr. Aisha is his aunt. He tells her his aunt, he says, by Allah, he swears that this is not Hawab. We passed Hawab last night. This is another land. And he's able to convince her that this is not the land of Hawab, so they continue with their journey, and that's why the Battle of Jamal takes place, or else if she had gone back, it wouldn't have happened. That's one. Number two that we find on his report card is that Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam spoke with Zubayr and was able to convince Zubayr to turn back and not be involved in the Battle of Jamal. So Zubayr wants to return. He tells his son Abdullah of his intentions. Abdullah says, father, what are you doing? You have to fight. And his father says, I have sworn that I will not fight against Ali ibn Abi Talib. He says, that's not a problem. Abdullah says, that's not a problem. Break your swear. Break the oath that you made. And as atonement, free one of your slaves. And through this, he's able to deceive his father. So in a sense, you can say that the Battle of Jamal, in which tens of thousands of Muslims, companions of the Prophet, have been killed and their blood has been shed, you can say in a sense it all owes to Abdullah bin Zubayr. Not only that, the Battle of Jamal, they say, is what led to the Battle of Siffin in a way. And the Battle of Siffin is what ended with the Battle of Nahrawan and the Khawarij. All of this owes to the Battle of Jamal. So not only the tens of thousands that were killed in the Battle of Jamal, but Siffin, Nahrawan, all of these in a sense go back to this person. This is a problem. This is not, we can't see this person as a very bright and a very positive figure in Islam. We can't. Not only that, the Khawarij, they came because of the Battle of Siffin and the Battle of Nahrawan, and eventually these same Khawarij were the ones who caused the Shahadat and the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When it comes to these issues, Allah has to give basira. We ask Allah to give us basira in our deen, in our dunya, so that we can secure our akhirah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.